Hey, Michaela, if you go to a restaurant or somewhere like that and you get a meal that's not up to scratch, are you a complainer or a sufferer? Like, do you suffer in silence and pay the bill and just never go back? Or do you actually go and say something to them and give them the feedback?
If I need something changed, like I get something not how I ordered it or something like that, I'll complain. But if I get it as I ordered it and it's not very nice or whatever, no, I'm a sufferer.
Oh, you're one of those silent assassins.
Yeah, I don't like conflict.
And you just won't go back?
No. Oh, no, sometimes I even do go back, but that's so how much I suffer.
For punishment.
I keep my mouth shut way too much. Mm. What about you?
Do you do that when Dunk cooks?
If he cooked, I'd be stoked. He never cooks, ever. And if he does, it's one meal on spaghetti bolognese.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
G'day, listeners. Welcome to the Tradies Business Show. What about you? Are you do you suffer in silence? Are you a silent assassin like Michaela and just take your money elsewhere or go back and eat there again?
What do you do?
I tend to give feedback, but sometimes I just couldn't be stuffed.
Yeah.
I just think, you know what, it's too hard to find the manager and tell them, especially if it's a chain, I don't bother. If it's a franchise or a chain, I figure, what's the freaking point? But if it's an independent business, I know how tough it is in business to know how you're going, because a lot of people just won't tell you. They don't give you feedback.
Well, apparently the study is only 5% of people that are unhappy with your service will actually tell you. So
I'd believe that.
Yeah.
And yet, and I think what's even worse than that, or more scary, is that I don't reckon anybody that has a good experience ever tells a business.
Mm.
Whereas I like to actually give positive feedback. So if I have a great meal, I'll go out of my way to go and compliment the chef and the manager, or, you know, I was in, where the heck was I? Gold Coast or Sydney or somewhere. I went to one of those Max Brenner things.
Yeah.
You know, the chocolate thingamajigs. Just, I'd been out and I needed a fix of sugar, which for me is unusual.
This is a paleo guy going to Max Brenner.
Yeah.
Never thought.
This is like, a confession.
It is.
I actually had a black coffee and the person that I was with had some disgusting looking sugar filled thing. But
bet it was beautiful.
But anyway, the service was actually really good from the young chick. You know, she was probably 18 or 19. She really was very helpful. It was late at night. You know, there was all these drunk partiers in there having hot chocolates and rubbish. And she was just really, really helpful. So I actually went up to the counter because they didn't have feedback forms out. And I said, hey, have you guys got feedback forms? And they just looked at me like I was, you know, a Martian. And they had to ferret around under the register and find their feedback forms and give me a pen that worked. And I filled it out and put this girl's name on it and said, you know, she gave great service. She should be rewarded, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, maybe it got chucked in the bin at the end of the night. But nobody does that.
No.
And I think it's tough for our tradie listeners in business, because I'm sure you don't get feedback from your customers, good or bad.
And I know that one question you get asked a lot is, how do I get less customer complaints?
Yeah.
Now, why is that completely the wrong question to be asking?
Oh, because, well, first of all, there's this idea that you're going to please everybody, which is just ridiculous. We all know that you can't keep all the people happy all of the time. You can only keep some of the people happy some of the time. And apologies for the cheesy cliche there. But bad reviews or, you know, negative customer feedback, that's awesome, because it shows you the areas that you need to improve in. And it makes sure that you don't get complacent. And, you know, if you weren't getting any bad reviews, how would you know, well, if you're actually doing well, because your good customers probably aren't going to give you feedback anyway, and maybe they're all like Michaela and they just suffer in silence and then don't come back.
So the question is really asking, how can you get more complaints in your business, because then you know what to improve to be able to grow and have leverage for a longer business.
So you want to encourage the haters.
Yes.
You want more hate mail.
Yep.
Give me hate mail. Give me haters. Give me keyboard warriors. Because that means I'm actually making myself accessible as a business for people to give me that critical feedback? Does it mean that you go and, you know, sit on the toilet and cry for 3 hours because someone gave you a bad Google review? No. You're not going to keep people happy all the time.
But it can be such a good opportunity, not only to change the way you do things or highlight areas that need improvement, but also you can make the customer service even better by responding to that complaint, or whether it's online or in person, and actually exceed their expectations.
Yeah.
You know, and then that becomes positive word of mouth and referrals, because look, I had this problem, they dealt with it, they were great.
Oh, and I've seen a few of those over the years on whether it's social media or wherever, where a business has done a really good job of dealing with a customer complaint. I know Woolworths do a fabulous job of this. If you go and stalk the Woolworths Facebook page, you will see people complaining about their fresh produce and stuff all the time. And now I think it's become a bit of a national sport because people want to get engaged with whoever their social media person is that's managing that whole campaign. They're bloody brilliant. But, you know, some young guy complained about their avocados, I think it was. And there's just this fantastic, light-hearted joking around thing. And I reckon that guy will be a customer for life now as a result. And I've seen the same with trade businesses that I've worked with where they've just done a really good job of acknowledging the feedback and saying, hey, thanks for your feedback. We really appreciate it. It doesn't matter if they said that, you know, your customer service person was a moron and you wrecked their whole week and destroyed their holiday. It's like, thank you so much for your feedback. Can we buy you a coffee and sit down with you and get some more tips from you? Because, you know, it's people like you that help us improve.
And I know there was a friend who works in PR, and she had a client that is a national kitchen manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a really bad reputation, and they actually had some went under and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
But someone bought it and rebranded it and everything. But the major change he made, one of the changes was that as the new owner and CEO, and this is a franchise business, that every bit of customer feedback would go directly to him email. So they'd send the survey out or online or whatever, mm-hmm. and it always come, because he said, I would not know how to change the problems that we're having without hearing from the customers directly.
Totally.
Now, anyone that came back with weren't, you know, overly satisfied or even somewhat, he would personally ring them and go, what happened? How do we change it? And he's completely turned this company around by focusing on the negativity, not negativity, but the negative feedback or people that weren't, you know, screaming about how great their service was.
Yeah.
And so he's used that as a way to really turn the company around. So it's interesting that, you know, a CEO of a major national company is getting all these individual responses and reviewing every single one of them and responding within 24 hours.
And there's even software now. I know there's a guy up on the Sunshine Coast, and there's a few around, that customers can do an online survey as soon as they've done business with you. And if they score you anything less than a 5 or a 6 or whatever, it obviously collects their details. It sends an alert straight to you as the business owner, so you can literally jump on the phone. Imagine that. Imagine if you gave a bad review and 5 minutes later you get a phone call from the business owner saying, hey, I noticed you gave us a bad review on Google. Can I just personally chat to you about that? A, see if we can rectify the situation for you as the first step. And B, can I get a better understanding of what happened so we can make sure this doesn't happen again? Like, you're turning haters into raving fans.
Yeah.
And it's actually not that hard to do, but we're so afraid of dealing with the hate mail or the keyboard warriors that most people try and delete it or shut it down or hide it and sweep it under the rug. You just want to see that as a positive thing. It's an opportunity for you to get better.
Or it's all, you know, not always looking at, oh, it was the customer's fault because they didn't do this or they didn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's actually looking
at the blame game.
Yeah, not going to the blame game. And yes, there is times when the customer's completely unreasonable, but 99% of the time it's often some reflection on your business. And
there's still something to learn from that, though.
Yep.
Yeah, sure, the customer might have been unreasonable, but how did they end up as a customer in the first place? Maybe you shouldn't have said yes to that job. And quite often I hear that from tradespeople. It's like, I knew I shouldn't have said yes to that one. I just had a bad feeling about it. It's like, so next time, go with the feeling. Don't take on the, you know, I got a motor mechanic. Don't take on the combi van, because every time you take on the combi van job, the damn thing turns into a nightmare. Stop doing that. So
what we're talking about is wanting more complaints in your business to help improve. And there's a great book out by Jay Bear called Hug Your Haters, and it's all about that process.
Sweet. So, yeah, if you do have some haters, we'd love to hear about it. What's the worst feedback you ever got?
Well, if you hate our show, we would love to hear about it too.
Yeah, tell us about it.
We can improve.
And we had this recently, Michaela. You know, we had a member who expressed some dissatisfaction about something, and I know you shot straight back about it, rectified the problem, asked for feedback, and he actually sent back and apologized for the way he dealt with it. And, you know, he was quite happy, and, you know, we've had some good conversations with him since. So, you know, I think you have to embrace that feedback and not be afraid of the person at the other end of the Google review or whatever it is that they're using to give you the negative feedback. So.
And you should be having some mechanism in your business to catch customer feedback, which we've gone through before, but we're just assuming that you already know.
Yeah,
that.
And there's a number of ways to do it, and they're free.
Yep. That's it.
Good. So if you didn't like that episode, send all your mail to Michaela and she'll respond to you personally. And until next episode.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.